This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the 10th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in New Delhi today. The meeting is being attended by several state chief ministers and lieutenant governors of union territories, union ministers, vice chairmen, members and CEO of Niti Aayog. Addressing the meeting, Prime Minister Narendra Modi asked states to develop at least one tourist destination per state at par with global standards and by providing all facilities and infrastructure under one state, one global destination. The Prime Minister highlighted that this would also lead to the development of neighboring cities as tourist places. Emphasizing on the need to work towards future-ready cities, Prime Minister Modi said that India is getting rapidly urbanized. He mentioned that if the center and all the states come together and work together like Team India, no goal is impossible. India has strongly criticized Pakistan at the United Nations Security Council over decades of cross-border terrorism. India said that it has experienced decades of Pakistani-sponsored terrorist attacks across the border. The comments came after India's permanent representative to the UN during an open debate on protecting civilians during armed conflicts. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has expressed gratitude over Germany's support to India's fight against terrorism and its right to defend itself. Addressing an interaction at the German Council at Foreign Relations in Berlin, Dr. Jaishankar reiterated that India has the right to defend itself, its people and to secure the country, something much of the world will agree, including Germany. Talking about Operation Sindhu, the External Affairs Minister said that India's campaign is against terrorism and had targeted terrorist headquarters and terror sites while receiving a lot of international understanding. The all-party delegation led by BJP MP by Jayant Panta arrived in Bahrain today to put forward India's firm message of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms during the engagements. The delegation will highlight India's unwavering stand against cross-border terrorism. The delegation will also visit Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and Algeria to showcase India's continued fight against terrorism. Another high-level all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor departed from Delhi in the early hours today for a five-nation diplomatic outreach. Guyana is the first stop of the delegation, followed by the USA, Panama, Brazil, and Colombia. 13 Bangladeshi nationals who were residing illegally in the jurisdiction of Purnagar Marine Police Station in Ratnagiri district of Maharashtra have been deported to their home country after completing a six-month prison sentence. Acting on received intelligence, the anti-terrorism squad of the police had raided a quarry on 11 November last year and arrested them. They failed to produce any documents providing Indian citizenship, confirming to the police that they had entered and stayed in India without authorization. A case was registered against them under the Passport Act and Foreigners Act. Chief Judicial Magistrate of the District Nikhil Gosabi sentenced all 13 individuals to 6 months of simple imprisonment. During the incarceration, authorities initiated the process of deportation, which has now been completed according to Ratnagiri police officials. Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Anupriya Patel said that the central government has collaborated with the state governments to enhance access to quality and affordable health care. The minister was speaking to media at the Rising Northeast Investors Summit in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 122nd episode of the Manti Radio program. In Jharkhand, three Naxalites, including a dreaded Maoist leader, Pappu Lohara, were killed in an encounter with the police at Latehar district last night. Lohara was the head of an outfit named Jharkhand Jan Mukti Parishad and was carrying a bounty of 10 lakh rupees over his head. In badminton, ace Indian Sattler Kidambi Srikanth has entered into the men's singles final of the Malaysia Masters Tournament at Kuala Lumpur. Srikanth defeated Hayushi Tanaka of Japan in the semi-final this morning. With this win, Kidambi Srikanth has become the first Indian Sattler to make it to the final this year. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.